Those we lost embody the highest values that we as a nation hold dear. They were there when it mattered. Without their unwavering commitment and desire to serve something far greater than themselves, our nation would not be what it is today.
I just tell you, when I think about this as somebody who never served in the military at all, I mean, I had family, but I never served. It's humbling. It should be humbling to think that there are people who chose with their life to put it at risk so that I could do a radio show, so that I could watch TV with my kids, so that I could go play tennis with my kids, just all of it. There are people who put their lives at risk, and some of them actually made that sacrifice so that we could have everything that we have. It's unbelievable, really, when you think about it. 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's Memorial Day. Joining us now by phone, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel David Trombley. He is 12 years as the chaplain for the Ice Flyers, and now in the last couple of years, he's also the local Marine Corps League chaplain, and he has another organization that we're going to talk about pretty extensively this morning. Lieutenant Colonel, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and great show you got going this morning, as always.
Oh, well, thank you. honestly, it's genuinely, in my mind, the littlest we can do that we necessarily have to do. You gave such a powerful benediction yesterday, and I really appreciate it, especially your mentioning of the fact that, you know, greater love hath no man than that he laid down his life for his brother. It's the interconnection between religious values and devotion and military values and devotion is so tight in this country. Can you just maybe take a minute and say, I'll just give you the podium, anything that you want to say about Memorial Day at all?
Andrew, I appreciate the opportunity, and I would say I think it's one of those things we have to instill. It's a value you have to instill in your children as they're coming up. You know, our country's been around for over 200 years, but every 20, 30 years, a generation cycles, and I think Pensacola has given us such an incredible gift with Pensacola Memorial Park. It's a beautiful venue. It's just a beautiful place. And to see, after not being able to do something last year with COVID, to come out and just see that place full, it really was moving, I think, to everybody that was there. And I was there with my children, those who were still living at home. I was there with my nieces and nephews and my sister. Brother-in-law brought over yesterday. And to see the generational, you know, transference of, hey, the importance of this American holiday is so important. And it's on us as parents. And I remember my wife and I were talking with our kids at dinner after the event, how my wife's mom would make sure that every Memorial Day parade, they flew their grandfather's flag because he had served the country and he served in politics. And where they went, and they just loved the country, and they made the kids go to parades. And when you're little, you're forced to go. And I think it's important that we all do that, and we continue to see that. And this is an amazing city that allows us to do that. And it's a city that espouses all the values, you know, not just the support for the military, because every branch is located here and is represented here, trains here, passes through here. But we have those Judeo-Christian values, those American values that are so strong and so important to so many of us, and they're championed in this community. And it's an honor to get asked to, you know, say a prayer at a Memorial Day like that. And I would say for our family, best one ever.
Yeah, I agree. I did not attend yesterday. I normally take my boys, but I watched it yesterday, and it was an amazing ceremony. And you know, the one thing that it always strikes me, the significance of having that park south of Veterans Memorial Park on Bayfront, that there are very few other places in the country that have anything like this, and none that I've lived in. And yet here in Pensacola, where we call ourselves a military town, and rightly so, if all we had were the base, and if all we had were the air show, and if all we had were the Blue Angels on the south of the water tower, that would be great. You know, and if we had the bridge named for Chappie James, I mean, that would be great. But there would be something missing, and I'm so glad for all of the people who brought the Veterans Memorial Park together and continue to oversee it, because that's the other end of the story. And a place where we prominently drive into town and see that we honor the sacrifice, not just the beginning of the process, but the totality of what can happen And to think about that every time you drive by, it gets me. I mean, it's just, it's, I appreciate that. Now, you've actually not started, but you've been involved with a group that is specifically trying to make sure that you can identify all of the families here in the Pensacola area who have lost a loved one, the Gold Star families, right? You've become a part of this organization. And can you just maybe tell people a little bit about this? Because I think this is a very important project. Gold Star Families, the Gold Star and Surviving Families Connect group.
Yeah, Andrew, I appreciate letting us have a chance to share about what we do. And I just want to say that I recently became a part of what we're doing with this organization. We've only recently established in the last couple of months as a 501c3. But the families that have really come together, the Gold Star families that have put this together and launched it just in the last few weeks, have been together now for a number of years. They came together a number of years back to, you know, work with the Memorial Park and with CW04 Herschel Woody Williams, who is our last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from the Pacific Theater. And many of us now consider him a personal friend from the time that we've spent with him and worked together. And he has been helping these Gold Star Memorial Family Monuments to be raised all across the country. And so we were able to have ours placed, not Memorial Day, 2020, but it ended up being Veterans Day when we finally did it, but we did. And that group of families that were so key to raising funds and supporting Woody in this national effort for the local area have gotten really tight. They've become great friends. And in working with them and serving as the Marine Corps League chaplain and getting to spend time with them, I've gotten to know them and become very good friends with a number of them. And that was reciprocated yesterday with what they did down in the park, but I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But Tim Spears, whose son, JR, who the Marine Corps League has been, our debt is named in honor of him for his sacrifices. As a young Marine, first Marine to die over there in 2005, Tim called me a couple months ago and said, "Hey, we'd really like you to come in and serve as our chaplain." And man, I thought it was an honor. And having my grandfather pass in World War II, I felt a closeness to this group and an empathy for where they were at. So when he said, "Please, would you come on board?" it was a no-brainer. And so I went to a few of the meetings, got to meet more Gold Star families that I might have only seen in one or two events. And today I call each one of them friends. Mm. And so the mission here is to reach out to any other Gold Star families that we can find in the local area and let them know that they have a home, that they have a community, that there are others who understand the walk that they're walking and understand the sacrifices that they have. When I was just a junior high schooler, I'd go to these Memorial Day parades that we talked about. I'd see a veteran in a, you know, Vietnam vet, a hat, a ball cap. And even as a young boy, I would always stop and say thank you. It just was something that was within me, knowing that my grandfather died in World War II, and I just wanted to thank them for their service. So when this group was together and their loved one didn't come back, I could appreciate where they were coming from because I saw what my mother had experienced when she lost her father, you know, at 2 years old, and what that impact was. And my mother never had an outlet. She didn't have a Gold Star group. She didn't have anybody that embraced her personally or her mom that I know of. You know, I didn't get to have those conversations with my grandmother. But this group exists for that very reason, so that someone like my mother, who was not, she didn't have a community of other Gold Star families. She didn't have a military community. She married outside of the military, just never went down that path. She passed in her 70s without ever really having that kind of connection. And that's what we don't want to have happen for anyone in the Pensacola area or throughout the panhandle of Florida. Our vision is bigger than Pensacola, but there are families right here that don't even know about other Gold Star families. So we want to make sure everybody knows. In fact, it was awesome. Andrew, we walked into Outback yesterday, and as we were going to get a table after being at the park, and a gentleman walked up and said, "Hey, I just want to thank you for your prayer." He says, "My father, he went to Nam. He didn't come back. His name's on that wall." And we swapped numbers, and now this gentleman is a contact. He's a friend, and he knows that this group exists, and that's what we're doing today.
So on the same day, wow, that's great that you could find one more person. I know there will be more of them that you can connect with. And by the way, I did want to say, I also, I appreciated the comments that you made about the Vietnam veterans, which also, of course, Admiral Garvin made about them. And it's important that we remember them, especially in the very unfortunate way that this country treated them historically. Well, we are completely out of time. We have retired Lieutenant Colonel David Trombley on the line with the Marine Corps. But one thing I wanted to make sure and let you know is two things. If you want to connect with this group, if you want to connect with the group that he is involved with now, the Gold Star and Surviving Families Connect, the email is gssfconnect@gmail.com. That's gssfconnect@gmail.com. And also, he has written a very unique book about his own challenges dealing with cancer. And you can find out more about that. You can, look up the book. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. You've done so many different things. It's called Grounded and Cured. Grounded and Cured. David, thank you so much for the time this morning. If I made any mistake in anything, I just said please correct me, but I just wanted to say I appreciate the work that you're doing. I'm so glad that you were there yesterday, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes this morning.
Andrew, it's a pleasure. Thanks for sharing that email, and just encourage those families out there to know that they're not alone. We'd love to have them reach out to us, and that's what we're here for.